Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we love it.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night.
Welcome,
footy.
Everybody. Look, we don't want to jinx it. 20 degrees today in Sydney, not a cloud in the sky. It's starting to smell like finals weather. Only Sydney people know that smell when the weather turns. Because all you people in Queensland, the weather's perfect 12 months a year. But here in Sydney, it has stunk. And now it's just starting to turn into spring. And you can feel the finals in the air. And tonight we got an absolute thumper. South Sydney on the rise. Penrith. Minor premiers, we can just about lock it in, certainly, if they win tonight. But obviously, they are stretched with some key players missing. Wendell Saylor, hello to you. This is a good one here at a core stadium.
Yeah, good evening, boys. Yeah, we were at Penrith last week and we saw what the Melbourne Storm did there. But Penrith, I think, will bounce back tonight. But you know what? South, they got a good opportunity here. Latrell Mitchell, absolute superstar at the back, and Dylan Edwards. That's who they missed, I reckon, last week. I know they've got some good players out, but Dylan Edwards is like, you know, he's their heartbeat. He doesn't make too many mistakes back there, but this has got all the makings, an absolute cracker, man, these two grand finalists from last year.
Even the bloke from the Merseyside, when I said earlier off-air, same thing, oh, it's starting to smell like finals. Oh, yeah.
He'd know too. He lost a few of them.
Oh, come on, Dallas. Oh, wow. That's a low blow out of yours, but
that's what they call a drive-by.
Dan, I know the feeling. That weather starts to turn and finals is in the air. And as a player, there's no better feeling than knowing you just, right, the eight teams, they're gone.
Yeah.
We're going after it now. Here's our shot. Here's what we've been working towards. And yeah, every game is obviously so significant. But for tonight's game, I'm really excited about this. Obviously, it's a grand final replay from last year.
Yes.
South starting to hit their straps. Penrith, you know, obviously the circumstances around why they've had that little bit of that performance last week. Obviously, Melbourne were all class, but Penrith just couldn't break them down. So I agree with Delt. The inclusion of Dylan Edwards is so important. He's that energizer for the team. He starts their sets off so well, constantly making 200-plus metres from the back of the field. That is so hard to replicate. And once people don't probably realise just how significant that is. So Edwards starts the set, and that gives everyone else that extra boost. But if you don't have that in your team, everyone else has got to work harder due to the fact that he's not there. So a huge inclusion for the Penrith Panthers this evening in Dylan Edwards.
We'll get to the teams in a moment because there are a couple of ins that are worth talking about. And, the man, he's, I think, the best journalist in rugby league.
Oh,
certainly
yes.
The most consistent. But now, columnist extraordinaire.
Oh, wow.
Kalyn Ponga shouldn't have the captaincy taken off him. You're very opinionated these days, Brent Reed. And what a pleasure to have you on a Thursday night.
Oh, how good to be back, Dan. I haven't done a Thursday. I don't think I've done a Thursday all year. It's a rare honour, Dan. I'm privileged.
This is Emma Lawrence's ship.
I know.
I said, where's Emma? Oh, she's off with friends. Oh, really?
Well, she's opened the door, Dan. I've walked right through it.
You don't open the door, round 23.
She may not get another chance.
Round 23.
Ridiculous move by Emma. Ridiculous. What was she thinking?
Yeah, the only person who's going to miss Emma tonight is James Graham because he won't get his cup of tea then. That's
exactly right.
Yeah. I'm not getting James.
Are you holding on to that? Come on.
No, it's a fig.
I get gifted a cup of tea and it's all.
You two were in cahoots.
Yeah.
And Wendell and Ganae just left to...
Just battlers, yeah.
Well, exactly.
I'll look after you, Dan. Do you want coffee, mate? I'll go get you one.
Please, a long black, please.
Anytime, there was no carry cups at Penrith, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
If you're gonna, maybe when they build that new stadium out there, they'll put some carry cups in the media department. How about that? That was Emma's excuse.
600 million, I would hope so. So let's talk about this game quickly, and we'll delve into it more deeply towards kickoff, which is at 7:50. So, Taylan May is back for Penrith in jersey 20. So that is a late inclusion at the expense of Sunia Taruva.
Mitch Kenny's going to start. This is really interesting. Mitch Kenny will start. Appy Coruscant goes back to the bench. This is not a normal move, I don't believe, from Penrith. Now, Mitch Kenny has started plenty of times over the last couple of years at the Panthers, but normally that's because Appy hasn't been there. This is quite the move, and Jermaine Hopgood is in as well. And the 15, Scott Sorensen, is out. So that's a pretty significant one there, Scott Sorensen. He's been a very good contributor. Obviously, Dylan Edwards is back. We knew that in jersey number one. South Sydney, Luttrell is playing. So when he was named, the feeling was, yes, he had a groin injury, but they wouldn't have bothered naming him, and that is the case. 1-17, South Sydney. So that's a big one, James Graham. Appy back to the bench.
Yeah.
Freshen him up a bit, you think, maybe?
I don't know, Dan.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I guess it's just a strange thing. The only thing that I can think of is that they've come up with a game plan to inject him into the game when the boards are tired and perhaps a bit of a variation in their attack. Obviously, they're missing their two-star halfbacks and that control the game. Maybe it's just to lighten the load on Appy Coruscant, not give him too much responsibility in there, and then, hey, what we're going to do is we'll just get Mitch Kenny in there to start the game, do a job, be solid in those opening 20 minutes, and then bang, on comes Coruscant with the opportunity to expose some of those tired forwards in that middle part of the field. That's the only rationale, yeah. I think, because if this is grand final, Appy Coruscant is going to knock out 80 minutes, no doubt about it.
And that's, I think, after Origin 2, you know, you're sort of trying to give a player a rest in that.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs a rest and giving Kenny a go. But I'll tell you who I do rate is Taylan May. He's a representative of the future. Everything he does is class. He beats tackles, he scores tries, he saves tries. So he's going to be a big up for him tonight.
Yeah, and I said when I talk about Dylan Edwards coming back, we all know what the back three and possibly back five of Penrith contribute to their team's advancement of the ball forward. And May's a big contributor in that as well. So having two of those back three, they were missing three of their four spine players last week. It's going to be a completely different Penrith side this afternoon or this evening.
I'm looking at the ladder here. South Sydney are fifth. They're on 28. They need to overtake. Well, Melbourne's the team. They're not going to overtake Cronulla, I wouldn't have thought. Cronulla's 4 points ahead. Cronulla play Manly, and Cronulla are warm favourites for that. Cronulla plays Canterbury, and Cronulla plays Newcastle. You would expect they're going to win at least two of those. So we agree they can't overtake Cronulla. North Queensland plays Warriors tomorrow. We expect them to win that. Now, they play South here next week, and then they've got a Penrith side, which we think is probably going to be rested. So you would think the Cowboys are not going to let South in. So Melbourne is the team South have to jump over. Now, to do that, they're going to have to win two more than Melbourne, because Melbourne's for and against is 75 more, or 77 better off than South. So South would need Melbourne to lose to Brisbane, very possible. They would need Melbourne to lose to the Roosters next week, very possible. And Parramatta the week after, they'd need them to lose two of those three. That's possible for South. So top four is not out of the realms of possibility.
Yep.
South Sydney have got, let me just read this, tonight, Cowboys next week, monster game for both clubs, because Cowboys can almost lock in second if they win that next week. And then the Roosters. So South are no guarantee to win three out of three, but that's probably what they're going to have to do. Can South finish top four?
Oh, I don't think they can, Dan. And I think that means they can't win the comp. I think you've got to be top four in this comp, given the quality of the teams in the bottom of the eight. Not just the top four, but the bottom of the eight. There's going to be some really good teams at the bottom of the eight. South, Parramatta potentially in the bottom of the eight. Oh, sorry, Sydney Roosters, Parramatta in the bottom of the eight. So you're going to have to go through them. Then you're going to have to beat Melbourne, Cowboys. You have to travel potentially to Townsville to beat the Cowboys. Travel to Penrith to play Penrith. It's too much of an ask. And even then, you've got to get to the grand final and win that. So I think you've got to finish in the top four this year, and I think South will fall just short.
Really, I agree with you generally. But
not on this occasion.
There's a team that can win it from outside the top four, and that's Sydney Roosters.
The Roosters
can win it from outside the top four. If there's a team that can do it, it's them.
You think they can win four games in a row,
absolutely,
Jimmy, in the finals?
They are on such a roll at the moment. They've got key position players playing in form. You throw in, and they're getting it right at the right time. They've got that combination of Lodge and Hargreaves now. Joseph Manu coming in, playing that second fullback role. And as well, they've got the beauty of that, and they still score tries. When Marnie's in the centre of the field, they hold shape on that right-hand side and still manage to break down defences. Like that, if you are defending, if you're coaching against that type of team, like, what do you do? Lodge, Hargraves, combination. Ooh. It's really the team that can do it from outside the eight is the Roosters.
You don't think South can?
I think you're right, the Roosters. But I think South can. I think if they play like South can, like they did last week against Parramatta, if they get that on the back of Latrell, don't forget Latrell hasn't played the last couple of final series. Obviously, you know, he went to school on Joey Marto last year.
He's a minor final for South.
Yeah, that's right, exactly right. I know Anthony Marino was blown up about that, but like this is his time now. Like, I've never seen him in better shape. Obviously, he went overseas. He's worked on himself. He just looks happy when he plays. Yeah. You know, when the great ones just take the field and just have that aura about him. That's what he looks like.
When he's playing with the crowd,
yep,
the opposition crowd, that's when he's really into the game.
100%.
And he's been doing that. He was smiling last week. Yes. He was giving it to the fans at Parramatta. And he always seems to have the last laugh. Certainly at the moment, he is anyway.
Well, if South Sydney are going to win the competition, it's going to be down to that man.
Yeah, of course.
He's got to take this team and go on a run like some of the great players that I've seen before. Where you just see it around this time of year. So there's no stopping me. And he's on another planet. Similar to Parramatta, you look at them, you think, well, that man for them is Mitchell Moses. If they're going to make a dent in this competition from outside the top four, it's going to be up to that man to drag his team through.
But you know who else has got to go with Latrell Mitchell? I think Cam Murray. I think he's starting to get back. I know that his aura, but Cam Murray through that middle third, when he's playing his best, just his leg speed and that, and just his defence and that, he can pull teams apart.
Okay, I like how they're combining as well.
Yes.
So we see Cam Murray so used to carrying the ball, running on that slight overs line, feeding his outside man. Now Latrell's realised, hey, there's a gap right in front of where the middle defender should be, and he's exploiting those gaps.
Okay, here's a question: who would be either would be a disaster if they were to go for the season? Murray or Mitchell? What is the worst exit for South Sydney? Because we saw last week when Murray's playing the way he is, what he does for Cook and all of them, but particularly Cook. But what Mitchell does, Cody Walker's a different player.
Ooh.
So if you had to choose one, you had a Sophie's choice, who would you pick that you said, right, well, we're a better chance to win with this player and not that player?
Latrell Mitchell.
You have to have Latrell.
Every day of the week, mate. He's a big game player, and I just think at this point of his career, he's your man.
Oh, Medell, I think Latrell's the man. I think Latrell at the moment is, you could mount an argument, Latrell right now is the best player in the comp.
Yeah, I have to agree. As much as I love what Murray does for this team, and he's such an integral part of it and such an important part, if they're going to go anywhere in this finals, it's going to be down to that man, Latrell Mitchell.
There was a game, was it the Warriors? Well, you were at it, Dill, where he did bugger all, and then you look at his stats, two tries, six tackle busts.
Yes.
Like every touch had class. He only had eight or nine involvements in the game, but they were all class.
And then when he went through the middle, it was like a man versus boys, you know. He was just playing with them, so he was in third gear.
All right, we'll get to our man at Ladbrokes shortly. By the way, some of the other games this week, mouth-watering. Broncos, your Broncos, Reedy, that is a big game for them.
It's a huge game.
Because
their record's not great against Melbourne.
No.
Yeah, they're not going to make top four, but they have to keep winning to finish with a home final. They at least want to get a home final.
Yep.
Right. And Jerome Hughes, do we know if he's going to play tomorrow night? The official team, or at least the cutoff, won't be in until, 7:50. So he's named at the moment.
I think they were hopeful, Dan, but they weren't overly confident when I spoke to them during the week. So if he plays, I think it'd be a surprise.
I wonder if tonight's result will have a bearing. If South win, Melbourne have to win. Melbourne have to have that edge. So that, is it worth the risk? I think Craig Bellamy knows they can't win the comp out of the... Well, very unlikely to have a run outside the top four. Yeah. Triple M, rocking the footy. We've got a lot of issues to talk about from during the week. The grand final, finally decided. Should Kalen Ponga be stripped of the captaincy at the Knights? And a few other things going on as well. It's all happening in rugby league. Triple M, rocking. Thursday night football, a beauty tonight. South Sydney versus the Penrith Panthers. SwiftX, bring us prime time. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Big couple of days in football. Triple M rocking the footy on a Thursday night. South Penrith tonight. Tomorrow night we're doing both games. Cowboys-Warriors, that's our normal 6 p.m. game. And our Queensland audience, you'll also get Brisbane versus Melbourne. But, of course,
The call will be on the listener app, so everyone can get that via the listener app. You got Wendell, you got James Graham, you got Brent Reed. And finally, we have a grand final venue. The winner was Sydney, Reedy. Now, before we play Peter Volandis, was there seriously in doubt? What genuinely, do you believe that this was just a game of brinkmanship? Or do you think the NRL or the ARL Commission almost pulled the trigger on Queensland?
I reckon there were people on the ARL Commission who wanted to pull the trigger and go with Queensland, but in the end, I'm not sure they had the numbers. And I don't think Peter ever wanted to take this grand final away from Sydney. Now, whether he takes others down the track, I mean, we're going to go through this all again, Dan. It's for 1 year.
That's right.
For 1 year, and they haven't got any commitment over the 800, 250 million, whatever it is they're owed. So we're going to go through all this again in a matter of months.
What do we think? Let's listen to Peter Volandis and then we can start talking numbers.
The Commission has been in negotiations now for over a week and they've been extensive and we only came to a conclusion this afternoon. So we wanted to give it to a city that needs a major football event and that's why we've gone with Melbourne. Just kidding. Greetings, Gil, if you're watching. Now, as I said, after extensive negotiations, we have made a decision which we believe is in the best interest of our fans, and that is to hold the game in Sydney this year. I should point out that the New South Wales government has given an additional investment, but this is only for 1 year, and I have to stress that. It's not for the long term. Negotiations will recommence for future grand finals. It's really now put it on the table for the future. It hasn't been because we were hoping that we'd have an exclusive arrangement for the New South Wales government. Unfortunately, that is no longer the case. So it opens the door for a Super Bowl type concept, or, you know, who can ever give us the best deal for the game. And you've got to remember, we do have four teams in Queensland.
And I gather, by the way, there was one courtesy laugh for Peter Volandis. Was that you, Reedy? Yeah.
No, I wasn't there, Dan. Brushed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like protest vote.
I was busy.
Protest vote.
No, I had other things on, Dan.
Not going to Queensland? I'm not in. If the game's not going to Queensland,
exactly.
I'm not interested,
not interested
in the damn press conference.
It was right.
Who provided the courtesy?
Yeah, who was that?
Mate Michael Carrion.
Yeah.
He was probably gibbering in the background.
It's the right decision, boys. Let's be honest. Like, when I was growing up and stuff, all you wanted to do was play grand final in Sydney. You know, I'm a proud Queenslander. I know it was great to have a grand final up there a couple of years ago, but I'm telling you now, it's the right decision.
Yeah, but all you Broncos, and I say you, I mean Evie, Alfie, Gordy.
Yeah.
If you're given the option to play all the right now, we're going to go back to the 90s and we're going to play every final at the football stadium, you'd say that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's all you remember. That's what you love.
100%, mate, yeah.
But we've moved. Well, that we've moved.
I know.
But
you like the Super Bowl style?
No.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
I like Queensland getting grand finals, but Super Bowl style says MCG.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
We're going to play it at a cricket ground in front of non-league people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Optus.
I think the Queensland government, Dan, wanted three before the Olympics.
And that's a very... quite reasonable.
I reckon a good compromise would have been come out today and say we're going to give Queensland two until the Olympics. But obviously they didn't get a deal done with the New South Wales government. And that's the issue, right? Because it's not really about the grand final. Well, it is in a way, but it's about all these other grounds, all these suburban grounds that Peter Volandis wants to refurbish and getting the funding to get that done.
Yeah.
And it obviously isn't there. There's no commitment from the New South Wales government for that. And now we're seeing reports that they might pull the funding for Penrith. So if that happens, it's been a black old day for rugby
league. What, just to get rid of the money in total, or would that just go to suburban grounds, or that's it? That money goes.
Well, Nine's reporting that the Dominic Perrottet is under pressure to pull the funding for
Well, you don't know what
Penrith
documents have been signed. This was a Stuart Ayres deal. Obviously, he's...
So, I mean, if that falls over, that's a disaster. Because, you know, that was a $250 million, $300 million stadium in Penrith.
And the reality is they're unlikely to be the government in March because there's an election coming and they're not... At this point, now, things change. People mightn't like the opposition, but they're not in a good position. Well, what's the Labor government... What's their attitude going to be? I don't see them being pro-stadium. I don't see them being as pro-stadium, you know. So
it probably depends what electorates are a bit shaky, Dan, doesn't it? That tends to be the deciding factor.
You're right, really. It does seem or appear to be like this is politics at its finest. I'm glad we've got Peter Vlandis in there battling for us, though. He's not going to roll over and take it.
Didn't win this one, though.
Well,
didn't win this one.
He's still fighting. He's still fighting, and he's not afraid to change.
So,
and he's not, I really like that the grand final is going to be here this year. He's a man. He said he's a man of his word, and I think he backtracked a little bit last time we heard from him. I'm glad that the final's here this year, but from there on in, like, I know the traditionalists will say we've got to have it here in Sydney, but if the game's going to get mucked around by politicians, then you want Peter Vlandis in there saying, if you're going to mess us around, guys, we're going to jump ship.
But the problem with that, Jimmy, is then you risk getting none of that funding that the clubs need to fix up. Leichhardt Oval, Shark Park, Four Pines Park, and
we're not
the Northern
it,
Beaches.
We're not getting it anyway.
Well, that, so if we're and not, that's the issue.
If we're not going to get it, then, like, our end of the bargain, as in the Rugby League end of the bargain, goes, well, why should we stick to our word if you're not going to stand up to your word?
But you've got to be willing to pull the trigger. And this year, they weren't willing to pull the trigger.
Yeah, because, well, I think time sensitive as well. I think it would be a public relations disaster had we have moved it at such a late stage.
I thought they had the PR game, the PR upper hand that they could have, that they actually had.
Yeah.
Because the government has come across as the organisation has broken its promise. But anyway, Queensland, very... keen, they wanted, what was it, 3 in 10 years? What was it, $10 million per grand final? Now, see, Dell, that's what happens when you want popcorn.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't do radio and have popcorn.
Oh, mate, but the popcorn when I walked in, I thought it was so delicious.
There are certain foods. Someone taught me a lesson very...
I've probably learnt that now.
Can't have chips and you can't have popcorn. They just do things to your throat. He's gone. He's gone.
You're right.
Potato chips or hot chips?
No, potato chips. Because of the oils.
Yeah,
hot,
of course.
The oils or the crunch?
Something. I don't know. Triple M. We're going off to La La Land. Triple M. We've got more to come. SwiftX, bring us prime time on this beautiful Thursday night in the Olympic. At the Olympic Stadium. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX. I was going to say the Olympic City, but we've got another Olympic City that might host a grand final soon. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today. Triple M rocking Thursday night footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Now, this weekend, Fox League's Super Saturday, as usual, will be in 4K Ultra HD for every match.
Yeah, that's right, Dan. It's almost like you're there. It really does feel that close to the action. And that includes both the NRLW season opener plus all three NRL games.
So Foxtel subscribers can soak up all the action no matter which game they want to watch. It's all on Foxtel.
Yeah, and with four times the resolution of HD, enhanced by Dolby Surround sound, watching sport has never looked or sounded so good.
I explained this before. I didn't used to have access to 4K. I got a nice TV, but then someone said, well, if, as long as you've got an internet connection in your Foxtel box, you can get 4K. And now I'll get the message, would you like to watch in 4K? Well, yes, I would.
Yes, please.
Thank you. 4K Ultra HD, the best way to watch NRL, only available on Foxtel.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Ah, yes, indeed. We're about, 20 minutes away from kickoff. It's South Sydney versus Penrith on a glorious Thursday night. Penrith are out there going through their warm-up. Pretty much the full squad is out there at the moment. South have already been and done theirs, or at least some of the players have, as we get ready for this game. If you're late, Taylan May is playing this game. So Taruva, the young winger, not required tonight. He's the 18th man. Mitch Kenny will start. Appy Coruscant goes back to the bench. And Jermaine Hopgood is in for Scott Sorensen. South Sydney, as per named on Tuesday, they are 1-17, which means Latrell Mitchell will play. Speaking of players backing up and playing through injury, Reedy, Mitchell Moses, do we think he's back this week? Because they've got a big game against Canterbury.
Yeah, I think he will be back this week, Dan. It was initially going to be 4 weeks, I think, but it ended up being two, and I think they were always confident he would come back out of schedule. And look, they desperately need him at the moment, don't they, Parramatta?
What was his finger? What was the actual issue?
I think I fractured the thumb, finger? I can't remember which one it specifically was, Dan, but yeah, he had to have some surgery on it, so I'd imagine Dell and Jimmy might know better than me. He might have to wear a splint or some sort of protection on it, but he's back a couple of weeks out of schedule.
Yeah, it's one of those injuries when people say, oh, it's just a finger.
Yeah.
It's just a finger, but if you do damage to the ligaments in your finger, it's just like doing damage to the ligaments in your ankle. As hard as that is it to process. And I was speaking with Mitchell not long ago when he was in at Triple M. I thought, well, could you not just rush back? And he's like, mate, if I do it, I'm gone again.
Yeah.
And it makes it even worse. I have to go back to the surgeon. So and he was desperate to play. And I think there's almost a bit of a stigma and a public perception around, oh, you're just out with your finger. Like, yeah. Come on. Like, let's get real.
We're used to seeing blokes dislocate their finger and just pop it straight back
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think because of the ligament damage, that just increased the amount of time he had to spend away from the game. But he's desperate to play.
He's a tough bugger too. I remember last year he played Origin with the fractured bones in his back and played the entire Origin game with it. So he's a tough bugger, Mitch Moses.
You wrote a very strong piece yesterday, I believe, why Kalyn should stay as Knights skipper. Mm. I'll try and find some quotes here, but very strident piece. What do you think they will do, first of all?
I think he'll stay as captain, Dan. I mean, there may be some form of action taken, but I don't think they will strip him of the captaincy. I mean, my point was this will make Kalyn a better captain, because he'll learn something out of this. Well, you would hope he would learn something out of this. And hopefully by learning something out of it, he becomes a better leader. And the other thing is, if Newcastle are going to drag themselves out of the hole they're in, he is the man to drag them out. He's their highest paid player. He's their best player. And he is the man who will pick them up, you know, lift them off their knees, which is where they are right now. So, I Peter Parr spoke about Jonathan Thurston the other day and how JT had some issues in his career, but the club stood by him. He became a great leader, JT. And I think Kalyn's in a similar situation.
I think if they strip him of the captaincy, it's an admission of guilt as well. And the club have stood behind him so far and they're sticking to the story. And you can take from that what you want, but I had a similar thought to you that this is going to be the making of Kalyn Ponga. Mm. He's got these, you know, the perception of him is, you know, he's a bit disinterested. He can go missing. He's not as committed as what he potentially should be, and he's overpaid. Well, Kalyn, just prove everyone wrong. And the classic example of when someone's gone through something similar quite recently is Cameron Munster. Cameron Munster was already one of the greatest players in the world. I believe with the incident that happened at the back end of last year, he goes back to Melbourne, he cleans his act up, he does a stint in rehab, he commits to 12 months of being sober, and look at the way he's performing now. That's what, for me, and I'm not wanting to judge Kalyn Ponga, but if I was him, with the talent that he's got at his disposal, that's what he needs to do moving forward for the rest of his career. Because he can... What does he want to be remembered as?
Mm.
The difference is... With Munster, his career was on the ropes, whereas Ponga has a lot of guaranteed money ahead of him.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
So he could, if he wanted to, and I'm not saying
but it's
should.
More than it should be more than money, Dan. I know,
but
I
it
know,
is a reality.
I know it's a reality, but I'd like to think it's more than money.
But even if you think about it, like players who've been through adversity and that have been really good leaders. Remember when Ricky Ponting got himself in trouble at King's Cross? I know he wasn't captain at the time, but that made him a better player and a better
100%.
Leader. 100%. Yeah.
And Dan, one of the criticisms of Kalyn has been that, you know, he went to a meeting with Wayne Bennett. Wayne Bennett challenged him and said, you know, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to go back to Newcastle and cruise along, or do you want to come to the Dolphins, challenge yourself and become the player you should be? And Kalyn obviously decided to stay in Newcastle, and it's been taken and that was Kalyn rejecting the idea of being challenged, but that's not what it was about.
Yeah.
So Kalyn heard that for Wayne, and Kalyn's father actually a little bit insulted by it. Insulted for Newcastle that they thought that way about the Knights. And his view was, I want to go back to Newcastle and prove him wrong. It wasn't because I'm afraid of going to Brisbane and being challenged by it. It was because that made him realise he loves Newcastle, he loves the club, and he wanted to go there and succeed there. That's why he rejected the Dolphins and Wayne Bennett.
Gentlemen, you mentioned Andre Ponga, who clearly has a massive influence on Kalyn. Is that a problem, James and...
I think it's hard, yeah. I mean, it's his dad, but I think sometimes it's hard when family manage you. Obviously, you know, he's got his best interest at heart, but maybe too close to the,
Now, Andre was the instigator, wasn't he, in this current deal already? Can we assume that? So he's getting, what, $1 million a year for 5 years? Is that's ballpark?
About $1.1 million, I think it is.
Right.
Dan.
So it's pretty good managing. You got to say, it's pretty, for a guy who is not on the field that often, hasn't fulfilled his potential, and we've seen the best of him at Origin.
That's unbelievable
when he's on song. So his dad's a pretty good manager, whatever you think.
I think that's a bit unfair too, Dan. I think Kalen's very much his own man. You know, I think there's perception that Andre controls him. I think that's completely wide.
Well, why is Andre at press conferences? Why is Andre...
Was his dad. He's his dad. And he did. He helped negotiate the deal. So why wouldn't he be there? But that doesn't mean he's orchestrating Kalen's life. I think Kalen's very much...
I just gave the man a compliment. I said he helped get the bloke $5.5 million for 5 years for an unfulfilled talent.
Yeah.
So, but I asked the question to these gentlemen, is there too much influence from his dad? Now, we're outside looking in.
Yeah. That's it. We are outside looking in. And, you know, I guess it's untraditional. Like, it's not how the norm is done. Like, you have a relationship with your father and your manager, and that's separate. You keep business and family apart. And this is obviously different. And whenever that happens, that's going to spark questions and spark debate. But you're going to know that before you get into that arrangement, and they're going to know that. So they've got to be comfortable in the talk around it, because you know it's going to come. So they've got to be comfortable enough with that they'd know they're going to get criticised for, you know, or Andre's going to be criticised. He's going to know that. Because it's different.
Yeah. All right, move on from that, and then a general question about the Knights. How should they handle the Saturday night situation from here? That being, players have been tested, but that's private, and we probably will never know, unless someone's...
Well, we should never know.
Unless it's a second strike.
Yeah,
I understand. So let's assume it's not second. Even if they're positive, let's assume it's not second strike. And let's say we never hear of these tests. What should Newcastle, the club, do from here? This is a toughie. This is a toughie because if they punish them, they're sort of saying, well, we believe you publicly, but we're punishing you, so we don't really believe you publicly.
Well, but they can sanction them potentially for being out when they're injured, drinking when they're injured, which is... Kalen's a bit of a different one because he's in full training. He's just not doing contact work. So there's a question mark over whether there were rules around Kalen drinking. But Kurt had a soft tissue injury and he probably shouldn't have been drinking. So they can sanction them on that basis. They can also sanction them because the videos brought the club into some disrepute. So you could argue they could sanction them over that quite easily.
I think one thing that's being missed here is Kalen Ponga is the captain of Newcastle Knights. He should be at the game.
Well, the game was in Brisbane.
Jackson Hastings, the game was in Brisbane. He was injured. He paid for his own flight off. Yeah. Like, from your skipper, that's what you'd want to see. And I get, maybe there's exceptional circumstances, but, you know, it shows something. It shows something to those lads that your skipper cares. That's all it is, really. Like... Yeah. You know, if he had other stuff on, well, what happens if he was fit and available to play? You put football first. You paid enough to put football first, and hopping on a plane to go and see your mates, even though the season's been, even though the season's a write-off.
Right off, yeah.
I personally, he should be in the box with.
He had to bid on a house, Jimmy.
Okay, so
he had to bid on a knockdown of Merriweather for about $2.4 million or something.
But get someone else to do it. If he was fit, what's he going to do? Sorry, coach, I can't play today. I've got to go and bid. Go on.
Then. I was joking.
I know, but for me, really, like he should have been there.
But this is the thing.
We hope
he will learn out of this, and he'll be better for it.
24,
I think he is. Yeah.
We hope he does. And this is my point, where you know the example of Munster, where I hope he, you know, has a bit of self reflection and go, well, what do I want to be? Do I want to be kicked around, or do I want to maximise this potential that I've clearly got?
All right, Triple M, rocking Thursday night footy. Geez, that went quick, that 45 minutes, because kickoff is coming up on the other side of this. It's South Sydney versus Penrith as prime time for SwiftX. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today.
For McDonald's and Rehot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.